Okay, so we were in the middle of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and now the Gemara is continuing with the cases that are not going to be wiped away by Shemitah. Again, following the dominant view in the Mefarshim, the reason is simply that the understandings, the only things that get wiped away by Shemitah, are the things that are debt incurred, rather than, or loan incurred, rather. But a debt that is not a loan debt is not. So ha'ones, a case, the knas of rape, v'amefata, of seduction, right, which is the difference being that by ones, one must both, assuming the woman wants to be married to him, which especially in the ancient world, where it might be very hard to get married after rape. So she has the right to demand that. She also has the right to turn it down. But whether or not he marries her, he has to pay kenas. And I'll just note parenthetically that the seeming gap between halacha, which treats onus, seems to treat onus fundamentally like any other assault, and modern sensibilities, which treat it as sui generis, as unique, really is a difficult problem. Rav Lichtenstein wrote about it years ago. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein gave a shiur on it. I summarized it years ago in a short article. So I'll just throw that out there, not for now, but it is obviously a problem that really does need to be dealt with and understand that gap. But so mafate, it's either he pays the knas or he marries her. Vamosi shemra, and that's when a man accuses his wife of not being a betula when they get married, and potentially through znut during the erison period, and turns out to be lying. And again, he has to be knas; he has to remain married to her. So all those debts cannot be wiped away by Shemitah. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So Yehuda says the name of Rav. The Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Meir Amar b'milve hadavar talui. Rabbi Meir's position throughout is that the only type of chov, the only type of debt that is wiped away by Shemitah, is that one of halva'ah. And these are not halva'ah. Right, very simple. Now, that's the Marfolda puts it. And that is Rabbi Meir. Now, presumably, they would be wiped away if you were zakef alav b'milveh, but assuming not, so then it wouldn't be. And again, as we've noted, that this is many, many rishonim. However, we've mentioned this again several times, that the Beit Yosef understands the Rambam as not believing this, and believing that, no, Shemitah has the power to wipe away all debts, right? Not just ones that are incurred by, not just the ones that are incurred by a loan, <I'm sorry. clears throat> but even ones that are incurred by other things. And if that's the case, so how would you distinguish between these kenas cases and a debt, a loan? So Rambam has a very interesting claim there, which is seemingly that the only thing that gets wiped away is a loan that, how should I put this, the obligation or is generated by people, right? You owe somebody. But he says, "Chena kenasot shechiv Hashem la'ones mafatam odishem enam chov kishar chovot." God says that you need to pay. This is an onesh, right? It's an onesh that's manifest, perhaps, in right, that manifests itself in monetary payment, but that's not its nature. Right, and if you look at the Torah, Zroim, for example, here he says what he's saying is the kavanato the kolachovot kagon alvas charis sachir akavat chanut ikar chiyuvami man hat mitzad hatoveya, that all the other normal loans, they come, the obligation is really between Reuven and Shimon. Shutzarch l'shalom toveya mashachiv lo min amamon mashin kvenasu demin hadin in chayev lo klum. What he's saying is kenas
Reuven doesn't own Shimon anything. El mitam kenas nimtza sheikar achiv en mitzad atovel mitzad atzmo. It's internal, right? He owes it to himself, as it were. Shatora ramya ale onish mama, that the Torah gave you an onish. The ikar dina de shmita in el bechovet she mitzad hatovea. And he said, what's the proof, lo yigod et re'eyu, that you can't claim from your friend, but he's not. You're claiming from yourself. And therefore, you're chayev from yourself, as it were. Right? Again, that seems to be a little bit different than whether it's to God or it's to you, whatever exactly it is. But the point is that it is not to the other person primarily, and therefore it is a different category than the loans that we wiped away by Shemitah. Right? Rav Chanan is a slightly different formulation. He says, that mamon uchay l'shalim chovol anizak, kevan shenishmat chovol shanizak meila hupater, that the chiyuv comes from the debt to the nizak. Chol chiyuv shanidba umibnei zchut shal toveya. The reason I owe is, the Reuven owes, is because Shimon deserves the money. Of kenaz u lehefech. By kenaz it's the opposite. It's chuto shal toveya umibnei chiyuvo shal anitba. The only reason Shimon deserves the money is because Reuven owes him the money. Again, we punish him. And therefore he goes on to say that that's the reason, that since the punishment is on him. So again, you can't just escape that, because you still need to clear up your spiritual, your spiritual accounting. And again, that conceptualization is so different, that it is impervious to Shemitah. Okay. Okay. So we should probably continue here. The Chol Masa Beitin. So then the Gemara had said that any act of Beitin is similarly not wiped away in Shemitah. And the Gemara says, what is that? Elu Gizrei Dinin. These are debts that Beitin wrote a Psak Din. So again, these are, now is it the writing of the Psak Din, which is what many Rishonim say, and Baal Peh won't work. The Parah Shulchan disagrees. He says that oral commitments would be sufficient. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Pshita da Milta, it's clear that Milva, she nasit kafranit. Milva is kafranit, that a loan where the borrower denies it, Aina Mishametet. Why? Because I can't force you to pay if you never, right? If you are denying it. And therefore, you can't, so therefore you don't get the benefits of Shemitah. The Ravid thinks that this is only if I swear that this is true, and not just if I deny it. There's an interesting discussion about this in Reb Chaim, right, exactly on the role of Shvuah and the like. The Rambam thinks that Shemitah wipes away even a Shvuah. Is that because Shvuah counts as money? Is that because it's on, Shemitah has the power of to even wipe away Chovot? And the Ravid thinks that it's only on Chiyuv Mamon. And based on this, he moves it back into Kafranit Sugya. Okay, it's very interesting. We're playing there, but we'll move on. Shinaset milve mishamet. This is a kafranit. Shinaset milve mishamet. But if it was made into a loan, then it would be, right? Meaning at some point he was modeh, so then it's a normal loan, and then it is wiped away. Reb Yirmiya boy. Reb Yirmiya is a suffix. Im the midat hadin came. Is this also true by Mamona? Right, he denied by other dinim. So lo tzarach adela. So what's the case? Milva shinazik avrein eno gove. That a malve
can't collect as long as the lova hasn't admitted. Kafranit v'nasik milva gova b'veinonit.
So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is like this, that there's a special takana and halva that you collect from middle-level land, what we call veinonit. The default would be ziborit. So he says, well, if you deny the loan and then you admit the loan, so is that second loan going to be considered still like the original halva? And if it's the original halva, then you pay from veinonit, or is it something else? And then you pay by ziborit. Now, this is a mouthful to understand, but the obvious problem is what? So all I have to do is deny it, and then I get the benefits of not having to pay with the best quality land? I mean, come on. And therefore, the Shiare HaKarban says no. Milva shinase kafran gova be'idit. Kafran v'nase milva gova be'veinonit. He says, is if I deny it, and then I can prove it, maybe we treat it as a gazlon. And therefore, you're chayav to pay the best quality, like a thief. Or do you say, no, the new chov still remains a loan, and therefore you only have to pay beinonit. Like a normal loan. That's the question. Okay. So Malvit Mashkon Shmuel Amar Afilu Al Hamachat. So we say that even if you have a if you have a mashkon, so then it doesn't get wiped away. And Shmuel clarifies that means even if it's the tiniest thing, right? Even if it's on it's on a needle, it's a pin, it's used as collateral, and therefore it's not parallel to the entire value of the loan. It doesn't matter. It's not that I have the full money in my hand. It's that, it's anchored there in potential. Now, the Bavli quotes such a shita, but it actually quotes a machloket on this this point, right? Which is a very interesting, lumdish question of how exactly do we conceptualize? A mashkon, right? Is it simply that I'm holding the money in my hand, or is that no, it's just like a different type of a loan because I have the mashkon? And the last line before the Mishnah is what is the source of these financial laws? Asher yelecha achicha tashmei yadecha. That which your brother has is wiped out. Prat l'mashiyesh l'achicha tachet yadecha. Right? Not that which is in his hand. Right, and that's the way it's phrased in the Gemara in Gittin, is it's shelachicha b'yadecha, it's already in your hands, right? And therefore, like, there was a kinyan, right? As if you have a kinyan on, is it on the whole loan? Is it that you have something? A lot of interesting lumdus there. Right, and then the Gemara says, v'asher yelecha and achicha d'shmei yadecha v'lo moser shardu l'beitin, right? And that which is in your hands and not that is in beitin. Right, because it's asher yet lecha et achicha. That's what's in your hands, or alternatively, that tashmei yadecha. That which is in your hands, you have to be mashmen. Now again, is this a prizbul or not? So as I mentioned, that's a machalke Rashi and Tosfot, whether prizbul is a separate takana or basically just a form of moser shorot of lebeis din. And that's what we get now. Is prizbul is in the next Mishnah. So, pruzbol eino mishame. So, what is a pruzbol? So, the Bavli says pruzbol is a shortening of the word of pros bule bote, which is a takana, right, of vashir manim, of the rich and the poor, because it's good for the poor and good for the rich. It's good for the poor because the rich will be willing to lend them money. It's good for the rich because they don't lose their money. Literally, that's one way of understanding it. Alternatively, it's a spiritual benefit, is that the rich people will not violate the Isser of, not lending money in anticipation of Shemitah. Right? It's a spiritual problem, so is it they're not going to lose the money? Right now, is it primarily for the rich? Is it primarily for the poor? Seems like it's primarily for the rich. So again, it's an interesting discussion. The Tosfot Anshei Shem notes that really that could just be, Chazal's Midrash Hashem on this, but really it comes from the Greek word, which relates to like advisors of Beit Din. And just like by apoteki, we talked about that it's really from a Greek word, but Chazal gave it its own interpretation of apotehe koi. So ze echad min advarim shehit kinil azokin shoshanimnu am milavot zedze. And this is one of the things that Hillel established when he saw that people didn't want to lend money. The Ovid Amashkatu Vetorash and Amari Shamanha Pen Yed Davarim Blavchavli Alemor Hitkin Hilazokin Puzbul. When he saw that people weren't lending money, and therefore they were violating the explicit Isra in the Torah, which is don't not lend money when Shemitah is coming, so he instituted a way of them, well, lending money and not losing their money. Now, there is an interesting discussion. The Mefarshim is, okay, but now Shemitah is Derabanan, so does that mean that the Isra are not to lend money going to the Shemitah is Derabanan? Or is it that no, even when Shemitah is Derabanan, the Isra to not lend money could be a write up because you're still, you know, holding back money from people who need it. Now that will relate as well to the question of is there, right? Is this only during Shemitah or even during Shemitah, right? Is it saying that the most likely time that you're going to, you know, violate this is going into Shemitah, but fundamentally there is a problem of not lending money when you're capable of doing that under all circumstances. or not. Or the Rabbi Yonah, for example, implies that really this is a general iser. Right? He says, "Laman mizeh gimel mamot lani over bishnei laven shem yishamer pen," that whenever you don't lend money, you violate Hishamer Pen. And then he says, and the imla eid asher kavash zrushal nachdo lavot mira dvar shmita af kibizman shaloyav sid chofa o kigdal cheda kovet yadom elavot val go the oven kare hakadu b'chevet tzaraim avot davar blial. And then, okay, there's the shmita problem as well. Now, is this only if he's an ani, even if it's rich? This is an interesting question in general, whether there's a mitzvah to lend money to rich people or only to poor, and whether the mitzvah to lend money is sort of a corollary of tzedakah. Is it a mitzvah to lend to the rich simply because it's, you know, a benan l'chaveru thing, or is it because, well, if someone needs to borrow money, then they're in ani le'inyon zeh? Right. This was when I taught the sugyot of Ribbit, we spent a lot of time on this, right? Because Ribbit itself might be a derivative of this mitzvah, right? To lend money, but to lend money in a certain way. Let's at least get through the Mishnah. V'zeh gufo shel prozbo. What does it say? Moser ni lechem ish. Ploni, uploni had an answer makom. Ploni, she kolchov, she yeshli, she gven and kolzman, she eretzah, that I give over my loan to such and such dayonim, right, to these judges, that I can collect it whenever I want. Vatayn chol lamata, oh, I ate it. But then you have the judges or the witnesses, and they sign it on the bottom. Now, there isn't a diun in the Rishonim whether the prusbul is the mechanism itself that prevents the loan from being wiped away. Or is it the proof, but it's the verbalization debate, and that's all that's necessary to prevent the loan from being wiped away. Now, again, as I've mentioned, right, many, many times at this point, is Prusbul just a derivative of the rule of Moser Shorta Levaitin, which is what Rashi says, right? Rashi in Gittin, for example, Lamad Bet, says that Gami Prusbul Shu Moser Shorto Lebaitin Di Lo Tavad Le Balchov Assembly Makot Daf Gimel Who Prusbul Shit Can Hill Shakado Bamasin Lechem Ploni Uploni. And Tosfot says that this is not the Kame Kudrus Perish De Rava Kai Nami Lishin Pirchad Acha. Second. No, sorry. Next one. The Tosfot Makot Daf Gimel, for example, says Pairs are contrast. The high new prosbo volonira. It's not true. No zechet shviyat taniam osher shadlo beitin. V'hadar tani prosbo. Our Mishnah says two different things. And Mishnah, I'm a trei milin inu. Lekach near the trei milin inu. Moshe beitin mi daraita. And Mishnah, giving my shtarot actually to beitin. That's daraita. Prosbo where I don't actually give my shtarot. It's like virtual giving over of my shtarot. So that's only derabanan, right? That's not Moshe shtarot of the beitin. Now the question of that. Of whether that's true or not seems to emerge from the immediate beginning of the Gemara here, where the Gemara says, "Mikan samchu leprusbol shuman haTorah." From here, they were so mech that prusbol from the Torah. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean they're the same or they're similar? Right, that Moses shorted the Beitin is like I actually give it over to Beitin. They actually are in charge of my loans. This is like a virtual thing. So the Ramban, for example, the sugya there in Gittin Lamed Vav. Points to the Yerushalmi veneer. Let he the sifra asmachli. Shamar was of the mashmi dagana shel hill amru. Says, what right? The way you get to Rashi is by saying, yeah, the entire institution of Moshe Shor Lebeitin, is only in asmachda, and therefore is basically the same as prosbul. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, is it really? So he says, Kishkehit can hit little, then when he'll set it up, Samchu le Dvar Torah. That he'll set it up. They were so mechit to Dvar Torah. So then the Ramban continued to me, Lamalele Hillel Prozbol Litakin Amanachalin of Shviat, Ekal Mamar, Ekuli Alma, Hachem Mishtakh Torah Shviat, Vichal Ratza Lomar Lahem. Hashtag Minka Milt, Vamra Beidina, who the covet. Inami Shalvan is Zimdil de Chire, the Chain of Azek, Klal Ikonila Delevich, Shahilvu, Vigier, Shvia, Kalecha, Holech, Lakotev, Lasmo. So he says, well, if they're really the same, so what exactly are you adding? Right, so either you're making it Nikar, you're reminding people to do it, they would have forgotten to do it. Right. But again, the Ritva says, yeah, this is different. Because he says he'll tiken prosbush lo yitzarach limsar shorot lebeitin. What he made is that you didn't have to give it over to beitin. And there are halachic differences. So, for example, the Beit Yosef writes in Simon Samach Zayin Choshen Mishpat that Shamos quotes the Sefer Trumot Shamos shorot lebeitin eino kena prosbul shab prosbul eino moel el b'chutz laretz. He thinks prosbul only works in chutzars. Veinu ela beitin chashuv and needs a beitin chashuv. Ve'aval gav dechtiv prosbul marsreni lechem kach hayomer. Aval lo ya moser zel mashe ekal rumigam leil. Aval moser chazaku mol yoter. He prosbul yochel et afil bed yoto. But he's actually giving it over to beitin. You don't need a beitin chashuv. You're actually giving it over to beitin. It's not like you're sort of giving it over to beitin. It's not ke'ain you're doing it to beitin. You're giving it to beitin, right? So it's clear that he thinks that these are different models, like Tosfot. Now, the Torah Zrayim here has a discussion where he says, well, maybe Rashi Shita is more complicated. And he notes there's really two parts that you have to deal with in the loan. One is the Isra of Loigos, and the other is the reality that the loan is going to be wiped out. So he says that the fact that loan isn't going to be worked out, that's by Hefker Beitin. What is the role of Prusbol / Moser Shor of the Beitin? That's to lift the problem of Loyigos, right? Of the Isser to collect. And therefore, really, it's accomplishing something, totally different. Now, also, some of the different models are reflected in different Girsod here in terms of who's signing and the like. Again, we could talk about this forever, but maybe just to give a little bit of a summary. So again, Tosfot thinks that Monsieur Shor Lebeitin is different from Prusbul. Rashi thinks that they are the same. Is this D'Oraita? Is it D'Rabbanan? Many Rishonim assume that Moser Shor Lebeitin works D'Oraita. Prosbul always works Mi D'Rabbanan. Now, how exactly does it work? So here, there are different possibilities. So one possibility, Chatam Sofer assumes it's just a takana. It doesn't really have a reason. But as we've seen, another possibility is that, as the Torah Zrayim notes, is no, the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu Beit Din is that you're no longer Loigos, because you aren't the one claiming it anymore. The Ritva says a little bit differently. Right, and he says maybe what it is that by giving over to Beit Din, you've essentially already started claiming it. I mean, if you already started claiming it, so then that's why you're allowed to pay it back, or the Pnei Yeshua goes farther, and he says that it is considered gavui, that you already collected it, and that's why there's no problem with legos. You already collected it. Now, of course, one of the people, the problems that you have to deal with is, well, why specifically do we use the takana of Puzbul when there are so many other things? I'll just end with this, right? This is one of the questions that everyone asks, which is, well, you have all the others we've seen, Tanai and of Eino Meshameit and the like. So one possibility is that people are just going to forget. Right, second possibility that they say is that people don't want to say originally, oh, I don't expect you to pay me back, you know, until Shemitah. And therefore, Prusbul is something that you can do as you're approaching Shemitah. A third possibility is that, you know, people who are Yerei Shamayim aren't going to be comfortable just saying all the time, I don't like Shemitah, so I'm going to make a Tanai against it. A formal Takana Chazal is a little, you know, they can save faced. Or some of them just say, look, if we rely on things like Tanai, you would forget the mitzvah of Shemitah Ksafim entirely. At least Prozbul makes you recognize that there's such a thing as Shemitah Ksafim. There are a lot of other, there are a lot of other things that we can look at, and we'll see it as we go on. But let's stop here, and we'll see more as we continue in the sugya of Prozbul on Pei Daled.